After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is William Lawson, and this is The Morning Report, a production of fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. This is program 124? Yes. 124. I just love saying that. If you wonder why I'm so obsessed with how many programs we've done, there's a couple reasons. I'm a guy who's really big into milestones. I just like milestones. I like, you know what, going, you've done 50-something, you've done 100-something, you've done 3,000-something, you know what, I think I'm big into milestones. And I'm also I just like knowing that we're sticking to it, you know. I just like knowing that we're sticking to it, and so I'm thrilled. I am thrilled. Thank you again. Program 123. There you go. All right. Today, a couple of stories. One of the stories is from one of my favorite sources, of course, is townhall.com, concerning Mike Flynn and the appeals court. And the other is a story that I found on a new website. What? A new website. That website is tbctampa.com. tbctampa.com. Yes, Destiny, this is a site that is by Tampa conservatives for Tampa conservatives. There ain't nothing else on the market like it. There isn't. There's nothing else. The cool thing about this site, there's nothing like it. Nobody else is providing this. Especially in this area. Nobody is doing it. Nobody. Nobody. So if you're looking for that conservative repository of information, tbctampa.com, tbctampa.com, tbctampa.com. That's where you need to be. All right, we're taking a short little break. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report right after these messages. You know, every man my age should have three things, in my opinion. First, you should have your own barber. Second, you should have your own car mechanic. And third, you should have your own florist.
That's right, florist. My florist is Christine Vasconcello at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located at 11618 North Florida Avenue, here in Tampa, Florida. An FTD Top 100 florist, Blooming Days meets all of your floral needs while respecting your budget. Give Christine a call at 813-933-1942. www.bloomingdays.com.
This is Willie Lawson for the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You can have access to a growing nationwide network of attorneys and legal experts. You can get bail assistance. The network provides up to $25,000 to post bail on behalf of a member who has used force in self-defense. The fee deposit to your attorney immediately after a self-defense for representation during questioning and other vital defense services. You can reach us at Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Our number is 360-978-5200. That's 360-978-5200. Or go to www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Again, my name is Willie Lawson, and this is the Morning Report, a production of FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com. You need to go to the website, FightBackMedia.com, and you can check out all our assets there, all the things we do, the YouTube channels, the our partners that are there. I don't want to forget our partners. Our partners like Paul Swanson. Yeah, Paul Swanson on the Swanson Report. You can click on the link and go to his blog. And he's got some great, fantastic conservative thought out of the ass end of Canada. I call it Wisconsin. But you really want to read what Paul's got to say. Paul is a major contributor right now because I've been busier than a one-armed pimp at a hoe-slapping contest. You know what I'm saying? I heard that on TikTok. That is so inappropriate, but it was so funny. Anyway, anyway, that totally threw me off, but I, went to, if you go to his, blog, you'll read a bunch of stuff. And also he is a major contributor on the, Morning Report Facebook page. Most of the things posted there have been culled by Paul. And you can sort of get an idea of what we're all about here at the Morning Report. Also, everything else that we get done, our other blogs or other podcasts are there. Our YouTube channel is there, and our partners. We've got great partners. We've got partners, Kevin and Janelle Batts of Red River TV and 46 News. Great partners like Tim Bryce of TimBryce.com and TBCTampa.com. Great partners going on there. And I'm thrilled. I am stoked. Abso-freaking-lutely stoked that we are moving this thing forward. So I want to get with it today. Let's start the festivities. Let's get going. We're going to roll back to our friends at townhall.com. And of course, this is an article by Bronson Stocking that went in last night late. We find out that we mentioned here on the program that there was the judge in the Mike Flynn case is sort of taking outside briefs and actually pulled in a retired judge to figure out if indeed the sitting judge should accept the government's decision not to prosecute, not to move forward. Like we say in my neighborhood, don't even much make no sense. it doesn't even much make no sense. No, it doesn't. Because one of the parties that's not involved in this is the judge. There are usually two parties in any legal action normally. There's the plaintiff and the defendant. And in this particular case, the plaintiff is the U.S. government, not the judge. The defendant is Mike Flynn, not the judge. The plaintiff says, we're not going to go forward in this prosecution, which should mean game over. But this Obama appointee has decided, and his name is Emmett Sullivan, that he is going to take briefs and ask another judge to help him. Well, you know what? And I'll tell you why. You guys are going to know, well, why would he do that? Because they want to push this as far into November or as far into the summer as they possibly can. That's the only reason. Aha! This is why. Let's see if you can hold on to these thoughts, folks. This is why having a Republican Senate at this time in history has been so beneficial. And having Trump as the president right now, with all his foibles and all his failures and all his tweeting, to make sure that we've got federal judges in place that can do things correctly. We found out on Thursday that the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals gave Judge Emmett Sullivan, this is the judge in the Michael Flynn case, gave him 10 days. 10 friggin' days to respond to a petition filed by Michael Flynn's lawyers asking the appeals court to dismiss charges against Michael Flynn. So Michael Flynn's lawyer said, hey, he needs to be able to figure this out in 10 days. There's no reason to drag this on any longer than it's already been dragged on. It's ridiculous. Now, they've also filed a writ of, what's that called, mandamus? That's what it is. Asking the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to remove Judge Sullivan from the case and dismiss charges against Flynn as requested by the Justice Department. The Flynn appeal, the mandamus will be heard by Judges Henderson, Wilkins, and Rayo, ordered that Judge Sullivan file a response addressing Flynn's request that the court order the district judge to grant the government's motion to dismiss. And the government also invited to respond. That means that the Justice Department, who's saying, we're not going to go forward with this, they may respond as well. So earlier this month, the Justice Department requested that charges, remember, that against Flynn be dismissed after some new documents surfaced showing Flynn was kind of a victim of gross prosecutorial misconduct. The FBI just behaved badly. Despite the new evidence and requests from the Justice Department, Judge Sullivan feels that he would allow outside parties to argue before the court. Huh? This is an umpire who's decided to steal public attention from the players and focus it on himself, Flynn's attorney wrote in their emergency petition. He wants to pitch, bat, run bases, play shortstop. In truth, he's way out in left field. So according to the Justice Department, writs of mandamus should only be used in exceptional circumstances to confine an inferior court to a lawful exercise of prescribed jurisdiction or when there's been an usurpation of judicial power. The order handed down Thursday gives Judge Sullivan until June 1st to respond. This is why all these judges that have been appointed by the Senate, this is why it's important. This is why. And this Obama appointee judge Sullivan is obviously doing this for political reasons. This is how they operate. This is exactly how they operate, and this is how they will continue to operate if they are not stopped, if they are not pushed either out of office or if they're not pushed out of the courtroom. And I think that afterwards there may indeed be reasons for this judge to have to hang up his robes. And this whole idea of activist judges not only needs to be looked into, but it needs to be stopped. I mean, this is a gross case of it. Absolutely gross case of it. Don't you think? Well, of course you do. Of course you do. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report right after these messages. Remember, the Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com. And we're also an affiliate of TBCTampa.com, TBCTampa.com, TBCTampa.com. We'll be back right after these messages. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. You know, with so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. It's Flipboard. Yeah, Flipboard curates the world story so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, just tap the plus button and add them to your private or public collections. It's that simple. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. So get started now at flipboard.com. That's flipboard.com. You know, every man my age should have three things, in my opinion. First, you should have your own barber. Second, you should have your own car mechanic. And third, you should have your own florist. That's right, florist. My florist is Christine Vasconcello at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located at 11618 North Florida Avenue, here in Tampa, Florida. An FTD Top 100 florist, Blooming Days meets all of your floral needs while respecting your budget. Give Christine a call at 813-933-1942. www.bloomingdays.com. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. This is a production of the Fight Back Media website, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. I wanted to talk a little bit. I haven't done any COVID news in a while. And I haven't done any COVID news because really, it's COVID. What's changed, really? States are starting to open up. Liberals are starting to lose their mind. Fear porn is violent. We're all going to die. narrative is out there, and now we're all going to die, and it's Florida's fault. That narrative is out there more than ever. When the facts are, what? Facts. Truth, context, and nuance. All important in, you know what, in being an adult and being a person, and you know what, on the planet that that's going to do the right thing and do some good things. Yes, all those things are important. You know, I think the benefit, I think conservatives can do something a lot of other people can't do. Not every conservative, but for the most part, conservatives can do something, some things that other people can't do. Like hold two thoughts in your head at the same time. Yes. Going to hold two thoughts in your head at the same time. How is that even possible? Let's have a little experiment. If you open up your economy in your state, that's going to be a good thing. Everybody can hold that thought in their head. If you do that, you might get more people that you test who test positive for COVID-19. Yes. Let me give you an example. In Liberty County, Florida. Liberty County, if you're not Florida familiar, is in the Panhandle. The Panhandle is that part that goes down. It's not the Panhandle. A lot of y'all from other places don't get that. The Panhandle is the part that goes across the top. There's an across the top, and then there's a peninsula that goes straight down. Most of Florida is on the peninsula. That's where Tampa is, and Orlando, and Miami, and Jacksonville at the top of the peninsula, Fort Myers, all those are on the peninsula. Liberty County is a small county in the Panhandle, just west of the capital. They have, currently, according to the Johns Hopkins University of Medicine website, on their Coronavirus Resource Center, 199 cases of coronavirus. 199. They've had zero deaths. Their death rate is zero. Their case death rate is 0.0. You hear what I'm saying? And I think it's important that you know that not all the things are the same. Not every place is the same. I happen to be living currently, and will probably live until I go home to see Jesus, or he comes here to see me. Okay. We'll be here. I'm probably going to die here. Okay. I'm trying to get my map to work now. I think I'm being censored by Johns Hopkins. Okay, I'm not censored by Johns Hopkins. I'm just asking my laptop to do way too much at one time. But in any case, Florida has had and we talked about this yesterday, I think, a tremendous, tremendous response to COVID-19. And I talked about having holding two thoughts in your head at one time. And my two thoughts about our governor, Governor Ron DeSantis, is that on one hand, I have to applaud him because his strategy to deal with the outbreak in the state has worked very well. Florida has a lower death rate than, of course, anyone in New Jersey, New York, of course, and Connecticut, and all of that. Florida has a lower death rate to COVID-19 than even Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana. You understand what I'm saying? And the idea was that he concentrated on nursing homes. We did that story yesterday out of the American Thinker. We did that story yesterday, American Thinker. That, you know, I think the title was "Where Does Ron DeSantis Go to Get His Apology?" Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see, well, I'll get the number for Liberty County up finally. Yes, Liberty County has it's a tiny little place. They have a population of 8,365. They have a COVID county fatality rate of 0.0. It's a good thing, because there's no hospital in Liberty County. There's no beds in Hillsborough, I mean, in Liberty County, and there's no ICU beds in Liberty County. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing. They've had no new cases from yesterday. So their county cases per 100,000, if you did that math, would be 2,353.08. But they've only got 8,300 people. And nobody has died. They've got a zero fatality rate. Zero. You hear me? So Florida is doing well. And I think that Ron DeSantis is going to be looking for, he's going to be looking for that apology. Governor Pence was in the state yesterday, and at an interview, and it was so funny to watch the interview, the press conference, because Pence is standing there, and you could see it in his face. He goes, "Yep, I've been here before," because you heard a little bit of Donald Trump in Ron DeSantis. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Let's bring up the volume first and play that clip.
Our data is available. Our data is transparent. In fact, Dr. Birx has talked multiple times about how Florida has the absolute best data. So any insinuation otherwise is just typical partisan narrative trying to be spun. And part of the reason is that because you got a lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York. Wait 2 weeks, Florida's going to be next. Just like Italy, wait 2 weeks. Well, hell, we're 8 weeks away from that, and it hasn't happened. Not only do we have a lower death rate, well, we have way lower deaths generally, we have a lower death rate than the Acela Corridor, DC, everyone up there. We have a lower death rate than the Midwest, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. But even in our region, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida has the lower death rate. And I was the number one landing spot from tens of thousands of people leaving the number one hot zone in the world to come to my state. So we've succeeded, and I think that people just don't want to recognize it because it challenges their narrative, it challenges their assumption, so they got to try to find a boogeyman. Maybe it's that there are black helicopters circling the Department of Health. If you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to sell you.
Last question.
Boogeyman. Yeah, no doubt. No friggin' doubt. That is absolutely amazing. Yeah, you know, finally the dude stood up for himself, stood up for the state. He defended the state. He defended his people that have been working their oohs off. Good for you, Ron DeSantis. I got nothing but good things to say about that. I got nothing but good things to say about how you've handled the COVID crisis here in the state of Florida. But you know what? The unemployment site, you and I are going to have to sit down, dude, and have a real discussion about what a cluster, you know what that is. You hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? Two thoughts in my head. Nothing but good things to say about Ron DeSantis and how he's handling this COVID crisis and keeping it from spreading in a way that was extremely, extremely important. Again, when so many people were coming from New York and other places around the world to vacation here on our beaches, just a few miles from where I'm sitting. They're coming from what he called correctly hotspots, some of the biggest hotspots of this virus in the world. And they were coming here and hanging out in our hotels and hanging out in our restaurants and hanging out on our beaches and hanging out. It was really a godsend that it was handled so well. Was it perfect? No. Handled really well, though. Now, if you just get that, that unemployment site to go and not be run, write a new one. So, like the one you have now is, the code is COBOL, I think. Y'all remember COBOL, right? COBOL, Fortran, remember those? Yeah, those are languages. That's like Latin in computer languages. Get dead, and this website is dead, and everything about it has been dead, and everything about it has been bad. So let's go ahead and open up the rest of Florida. Let's go ahead and get this going. Let's get this economy going. Let's get people back to work. We don't need stimulus checks. We want our businesses to thrive. Everything was going pretty good. Not perfect, but it's going pretty good for a lot of folks. We need people to get back to work, not depending on the government for a stimulus check or a second stimulus or a third stimulus or companies depending on PPP, and all that stuff. That's not the way that we live. That's not the way that any of us want to live. We want to live free, and we want to live prosperously. My name is William Lawson. This is the Morning Report, a production of FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.